see what you did there. We were talking earlier about TV series finales. And while Luke is too young for this, I do recall the end of the Newhart series. And Kristen, you said that you do too. Mm-hmm. It was the greatest series finale ever when Bob Newhart, you know, gets hit in the head in his Vermont inn and he collapses to the ground and blacks out. And then the lights come on and it's Bob Newhart in his old bed from his old TV series, waking up next to Suzanne Pleshette, his wife from that series. And I literally screamed. And you could hear the audience as well, because they weren't let in on it. But that was the coolest, that you can reach back to your previous series wife and wake up with them. I loved it. You, I know you didn't love it as much as I did, but
it's adorable. No, that's really sweet that people of your generation could have that kind of entertainment and just really feel like that it was wholesome and lovely.
People of your generation. We gathered around the radio and we listened to Abbott and Costello.
And the Lone Ranger.
Now they're listening to Kreitlow and Lyerly and Matters. How far have we really come, ladies and gentlemen? Brewers living up to the notion that if you're going to lose, lose badly. Do it when most of your fans are asleep. Dodgers beat up Corbin Burnes and they win 10-1. Corbin Burnes only gave up 7 of the runs. Victor Caratini, the catcher, gave up 3 runs when he pitched in the 8th inning. The series finale is this evening, and then they come home for 3 against the Cubs and 3 against the Pirates. Looks like there's going to be some passing fronts over the next few days here. Friday might be dry, but Thursday and Saturday might not be. So as you take these road trips, Kristen, yours, again, you love these long bike rides. So I suppose you've had more than your share in inhospitable weather.
Wait a minute. Before, as long as you mentioned passing fronts, we need to talk about the Packer game tomorrow night in Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Yes, right. You are our official Packers preseason correspondent.
I am.
On the radio show of a host who couldn't give a rat's butt about preseason football. I'm all in for week 1. But, you know, these things you pay more attention to, being that you're right there on the frozen tundra. So
I am.
There's a game in Kansas City tomorrow.
There is a game in Kansas City tomorrow. And the number one thing I always think of when I think of the Packers in Kansas City is the fact that we own them in the Super Bowl. Always.
Always?
That's a little history for you kids. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And bike then, rides. Did you want to talk about bike rides?
Sure.
I'll talk about bike rides all day long.
Oh, can you? Okay. Because what was your biggest one or most memorable of this past summer?
We went up to Canada and did a bunch of riding up in Canada, which was fantastic. We found this island called Manitoulin, and it's the largest freshwater island in the world. It's the middle of Lake Huron, and it's like up north Wisconsin. It's very rural, lots of camping and farms and local produce and like walking back in time. So that was a total joy. But just biking around Wisconsin, there are so many things and so many places. Door County, there's a Door County Century coming up in a couple of weeks. That's a fantastic ride. If you've never done an organized ride, that is a great place to start. They've got a 25 miler for openers. You get donuts and lots of other good food and people are cheerful and you get to watch the Vikings Packer game at the end.
Well, and there's one coming up Labor Day weekend, Saturday, around the Wausau area that I know we've got that jotted to do a preview about that. And yeah, there are 3 different size courses, something like, you know, 30 and 50 and 100 or something like that. And I can't even fathom a 100-mile bike ride.
Oh, it's so much fun. And the biking culture and community in Wisconsin is growing rapidly. It's just this really fun, light, get out there, be healthy, be together, enjoy this time. Since COVID, I think even more so, people are just really enjoying being together again.
Do you think that the e-bike trend, you know, the electronic bikes that are, you know, somewhere between a bike and a scooter or a motorcycle, you feel like that's kind of cheating and that people aren't going to get the health benefits of biking if they've got this new technology to embrace instead?
I think if that's what you need to get you out on 2 wheels and get you outside, then go for it. But when I pass somebody on an e-bike, I do always say under my breath, cheater. No, but seriously, I mean, and I really have seen a ton of e-bikes out and people who otherwise probably wouldn't be out there. So if that's what, you know, gets you out there, then beautiful. Get out there, be together, build community, get some exercise, enjoy this beautiful area that we have. There's so much to do.
See, now I don't want to bring up your injuries. And when I note that, you know, not, you still have to be careful out there. There's still hazards like everything else.
Yeah, it's true. But it's, you know, it's fairly safe. And there are some big events where they do these mass rides. Like, for example, there's a Fat Tire Tour in Milwaukee, and we did one this past weekend in Green Bay, where you ride in a big group of people, kind of slow. You're disrupting traffic a little bit, but people are getting used to bikers being out on the road. And we need more of that so that cars and pedestrians and bikers can all coexist. I think for a long time, we didn't see a lot of bikers on the roads, and cars really have struggled. There have been a lot of accidents. But, you know, by being present and by knowing what the rules are, being familiar with each other, that's going to make us all a little bit safer.
There are, in more cities, especially, a greater effort to have bike lanes and in some cases, completely separated bike lanes, not just paint on the pavement. And, you know, it's all faith-based. I hope the car driver sees the paint, but to actually block off that path and to make cities more pedestrian and bike friendly, there's certainly a lot of work to do yet, but I have to imagine every time you're in an area where they are forward thinking that way, it catches your attention in a pleasant way.
Oh yeah. Remember Complete Streets? Back in the day before the Walker administration, we had a law that when you had, and I don't know the particulars of the law, but when you put in a new road, you had to have some sort of a bike or walk lane to encourage people to get out in their communities and not feel like they had to take their car to go to the grocery store that was a 1 mile walk, but maybe, you know, take a wagon and a backpack and get a little exercise while you get your groceries. Ideally, that is what a healthy community looks like. So it all ties back to politics. But, you know, for me, I mean, I'm comfortable biking anywhere. I've got a pretty versatile bike and I just love to get out and talk to people. And I've got one of those fat bikes that people always laugh at when you see them going down the road. And then sometimes they'll pull me over and like ask questions about it. But I think it inspires them because I look so ridiculous on my bike. They're like, oh, if you can do it, I can certainly do it.
You look ridiculous on your bike and you think that's you think that attracts people to riding.
Yeah.
I think we have a different view of what constitutes not looking attractive while you're out and about. Before my knees gave out, I'd like to run. I'd go on these 5 mile runs.
That's why your knees gave out.
What's that?
That's why your knees gave out.
Well, probably, but it didn't help that you talk about not looking attractive on something. I had to run past a cow field on a bike trail. And the cows are lumbering, and it's hard to tell where the cows end and where Pat begins in terms of the lumbering along the fence line. And look where that got me. Let's do this again next week, Kristen. Thank you.
Oh, Pat, I just love you.
And Luke loves zucchini, and we're gonna see what I can bring him later this week. Yet, have a great day, everybody. We'll see you Thursday. You're up next.